welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a blessed Wednesday this week. Nice middle of the week. Decent weather down here in Florida. A few chemtrails, but the weather is good. The sunshine is out, and the breeze is cool. So, yeah, it's a great day today. How are you doing today, Deb?
I'm doing great, Austin. You're absolutely right. The weather is like it's supposed to be in October. It's absolutely gorgeous down here. Yesterday was a really, really heavy chemtrail day, which is kind of yuck for everybody around here trying to stay healthy. But today is one of those days. It's just, you know, picture-perfect Florida weather, so we're happy to be down here. Also, I want to go ahead and cover my first story. I want to talk about what happened with Newt Gingrich last night with that globalist Megyn Kelly. You know, here's the thing. And I'm going to say this very, very direct as much as I possibly can. I understand that Donald Trump is a flawed person. I also understand that we are all flawed and nobody's perfect, and we're only made righteous through God, through Christ. I got that. I also understand that Donald Trump has had just about everybody on the whole planet accuse him of being a sexual predator to get notoriety and to get more traffic driven to their website. Some former porn star last week came out and said that he had proposed or propositioned her, like this would actually offend the porn star when she has, you know, sex, you know, 100 different guys in a month. And what ends up, and it's, the thing that's crazy about this, the reason you know that's not true is the day before she actually broke the announcement, she ended up opening this huge porn website for adult toys because she's no longer in favor of the porn industry, so she needed to get draw traffic to her website. You know, here's the thing. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be very careful how I say this because I'm a Christian first. That's very, very important. But here's the thing. Alpha males who are billionaires don't have to proposition prostitutes or porn stars, okay? It doesn't work that way. It's like Jameis Winston a couple years ago, 3-4 years ago, he was accused at Florida State University, starting quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner, $25 million deal with the Bucks to play for them. He was accused by this girl of having basically raped her, then took her home on his moped and kissed her goodnight. And she was having sex with him in his apartment, and his roommate walked in. So they both got up and walked into the bathroom and finished having sex, but it turned out to be a bogus rape trial. She got almost $1 million from Florida State University on a Title IX lawsuit, and I believe the lawsuit is still going on with Winston, though it'll probably be soon settled. But what's interesting to me about all of this is billionaires with private jets don't have to go out and rape women, or basically, if they're single, which Donald Trump says a lot of this stuff when he was kissing girls or whatever occurred when he was single between wives, they don't have to really worry about finding girls or women. And I know this may sound a bit odd for me as a Christian saying this, but it's just something that you need to realize. Donald Trump probably has just gotten born again in the last couple of years since he started running for the White House. He hasn't been born again. He probably had some infidelity involved in his life before that. And for these women to be coming out now and saying that he's a sexual predator is nonsense. Megyn Kelly has some type of strange fascination sexually with Donald Trump. I will go on the record saying that. For some reason, she's either enamored by him or loathes him, wants to have a relationship with him. I don't know what the deal is with this woman, but she is just, she needs to leave Fox and get her own show on CNN. This woman is so liberal and so Hillary supporting that it makes me want to puke. What she did with Newt Gingrich last night is just one of the worst interviews and just basically attack journalism that I've ever seen. Now, I've had that happen to me a few years ago, and I've had it happen to me off and on in the past 35 years. And I had a PR firm basically ask me to go on with a guy who was an extreme liberal about 3 years ago. And he started in on me just attacking me in the middle of our interview. And I realized very quickly what he was doing, so I just lit into him. I mean, I was basically yelling at him, to be honest with you. I can't even be any more direct than that, or at least sternly speaking to him, because I wasn't going to allow him to put words in my mouth and to say that I was basically a racist because I wanted the people coming into the United States to be medically screened for disease and tuberculosis and the plague and everything else before they came into the U.S., like they used to do at Ellis Island when all the Europeans were coming over, and many of them were basically dusted down for lice when they got here because they had a bunch of lice. They didn't want the stuff all over the United States. And if they were sick or coughing, they were quarantined for a bit. And this guy basically accused me of being a racist. I just lit into him. And then finally I watched the show, and I didn't watch it. I looked at the interview as far as the comments on the interview, and pretty much every comment was, wow, you should have let Ted Brewer speak. Wow, Ted Brewer really was good. Wow, Ted Brewer didn't do anything wrong. Wow, why'd you do that to Ted? So that's how it all ended up 3 years ago with what happened with me. And it's kind of like with Newt. You can't just throw people under the bus that are kind enough to come on your show or whatever. You can't do that. Megyn Kelly looks like a dyke. I'm just going to call it the way I see it. Now, mind you, she's a good-looking dyke. She's that. But she looks like a dyke with that short haircut. Now, I'm not saying that some women don't look good in short hair, because some women actually look good in short hair. But for some reason, she's turned into like this loathing person who hates men, or at least Donald Trump. And she doesn't even mention the fact that she was on with Howard Stern's a few years ago talking about the size of her husband's appendage and the size of her breasts, and that was all okay. She's not who you think she is. And I remember over the years, back when I was still in college and dating a variety of different girls, I remember going out with really good-looking women, and they were beautiful when you first meet them. And after about a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, their personalities were so obnoxious that you never even wanted to go out with them again, because they were just miserable to be around because they were so self-absorbed. That's what Megyn Kelly has turned into. She's absolutely one of the most self-absorbed human beings I've ever met, and she's allowed herself to believe her own press. The Bible tells us in Proverbs, it says, as silver is tested in the crucible and gold is tested in the furnace, so a man is tested by the praise that he or she receives. And so that's what we have to do when we look at how people are in the real world who have had a lot of notoriety. I remember years ago when I was sharing the platform with Bush and Schwarzkopf and, you know, and Colin Powell and all the stuff, and I was, you know, being featured in all these full-page newspaper ads all around the country and speaking to groups as large as 30 and 40,000, being put on the top radio and TV shows in the country at that time. I remember so many of my friends would call me up, you know, that I'd known for 20 years at that point and say, wow, we saw your picture in the paper. My response was, oh, yeah, I'm doing that. And they always said, well, how's that affecting you? And I said, nothing. You want to come by and have some dinner? And they were like, well, wow, you still act the same way you acted, you know, when we knew you back in the 70s or back in the 80s. You haven't changed. And I'm like, well, guys, look, here's how it works. But by the grace of God and through our Lord Jesus Christ, I'd be just a sinner. I'm saved by grace through faith. And every one of us puts our own pants on one leg at a time. It doesn't matter who you are, how much money you have, how much notoriety you have. We're all the same in God's eyes. He's no respecter of persons. Now, what he does do, and I could do a whole show on this, some people have more favor with God than other people. In fact, God loves everybody, but there's a whole bunch of people he really doesn't like. Now, you say, well, what do you mean God doesn't like somebody? Well, just think about it for a second. Do you think that God likes Hillary Clinton? Honestly, she's a Sabbatean witch. She likes to, you know, sacrifice babies. She likes to abort third trimester babies. She thinks that's great. Full-term partial birth abortion. She wants to do all that. I mean, that God doesn't see anything useful in that. You think he likes that? Absolutely not. The Word of God tells us that if we're willing and obedient, we shall eat the fruit of the land. Here are the people that God likes. He likes it when you're not only obedient, but you're willing. Just because you're being told by the Bible to do something, but you're mad about it, and you're not willing to do it, but you'll do it anyhow just because it's the law, doesn't do anything for God. It just kind of says, oh, well, he's just trying to be obedient, but you know, I don't really like this guy. He's got a bad attitude. So you have to understand something. We're made in God's image. So God has a whole variety of emotions and a whole different level of understanding that we have because we're in his image. So that's why he doesn't like everybody. That's why I think T.D. Jakes said, favor is not fair. When God's favor rests upon you and he likes you, it's amazing what happens in your life and how you're in the center place with God and he's leading and guiding you in all the areas of your life. When you say, Lord, I like pork, but you told me not to eat pork. So I know that we're not under the law anymore, but you know what, Lord? I'm going to be willing. I'm going to be obedient. I'm just not going to eat pork anymore because, you know, the World Health Organization has said it causes cancer. I've heard this crazy radio guy, Ted Brewer, he said it causes cancer. We know that it causes pancreatic cancer with the nitrites. And you told us in your word in Leviticus and Deuteronomy that it's no good to eat. It's bad. It's like eating a rat, it says in the book of Isaiah, like chapter 65 and 66. And he goes, so I'm going to be willing and obedient. I'm just not going to do that. I want to do what you want me to do, and I'm going to be obedient, not eat it. Not, I can't believe I can't eat pork. I'm so mad at God. Blah, 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 blah. I can't have my ham sandwich. Blah, 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 blah. God doesn't like that. That makes God very discontent with you. And I'm telling you this right now, guys. His favor will not rest upon you. It cannot. Because God is not a man that he should be mocked. A man will reap what he sows. That's why he said very clearly, if you're willing and obedient, ye shall eat the fruit of the land. And he means that very succinctly. He wants you to do what you're supposed to do because you want to do it, not because you're being forced to do it. It's like a husband who wants to commit adultery on his wife, but he knows he can't do it because it would cost him too much as far as the divorce settlement. What kind of marriage is that? What kind of marriage is that? What kind of relationship is that? God wants to be your Abba Father. He wants to be your daddy. Dear Father, who thou art in heaven, you know, you're the one who created us. Hallowed be thy name. That's how he wants us to look at him. He wants us to revere him, but he wants a relationship with us. That's all he ever wanted in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. But then Lucifer had to pop in, do his little deed, do what he did, and basically turn everything around in the garden. God wants a relationship with you and me. And that's what he showed me so clearly 5 years ago when he spoke to me in that dream. And someday I'll share what he said with you guys, but it's just very difficult for me to get through when I start talking about it. But it was one of those things that it's not about stuff. He doesn't care if you have stuff. We live in an energy field. Everything we own is an energy wave. It's just made up of electrons and atoms with a whole bunch of hollow space in the middle. If you took the entire planet and you compressed it and took all of the air out of everything, it would be about the size of a softball. That's it, the entire planet Earth. Everything else is air in the molecular structure. Now, that's what we're made out of, is frequency, energy. That's why I'm going to talk about another article in just a second. That's why I'm talking about this so much right now. So when God gives you stuff like a nice car, or, you know, a nice bicycle, or a nice home, he doesn't care about that stuff. It's just an energy wave. He wants that relationship with you. It's kind of like the kid who you keep at home when you love having him at home. You pay his way through high school. You pay his way through college. And then he leaves. He moves to the other side of the country and he stops calling home because now he's got a high paying job. He doesn't need you anymore. So now he stops calling you, and you start wondering if that relationship was based upon the fact that he loves you and wants a relationship with you, or if he just wanted stuff from you. That's what God showed me so long ago, is that he doesn't want you to be that kid. He wants you to pick up the phone and call home. He wants you to pick up the Bible and read it. He wants you to start praying to him every day and commune with him on a continual basis and talk to God and have prayer time with God. Last summer, when Austin came down with a pericarditis, I'm going to try to get through this real quick. When I was in the emergency room with him, and they diagnosed him as having a pericardial-induced heart attack, and they were going to medevac him to another place in a cardiac unit to do open-heart surgery on him, I laid hands on him. Excuse me, I'll get through this in a second. And I started praying right in the middle of the emergency room, and I said, Lord, this isn't going to happen. Not now, not here. And I took authority over it. Now, the reason I believe that Austin's alive today is because Sharon was also praying in the other room. Excuse me, guys. I know I'd have a hard time with this. And when I called home, he got the message immediately. And Austin was healed. Now, guys, that's the relationship that he wants. That you're not some stranger who calls home when you need something. That's not what God wants with you or with me, or with Austin, or anybody. He wants to know your voice, and he wants you to know his voice. And so when he calls you and he speaks to you, he'll direct and guide the paths of your whole life. Also, I got to take a break for a second. Go ahead.
Yeah, pull up a health topic here. On to something that we've talked about numerous times, but I always like to kind of bring different news articles or research studies that get brought about, especially on current topics that happen, because I see people still drink diet sodas so much now. And what's interesting, a brand new study led by Swedish researchers now has recently found that drinking just two cans of diet sodas each day actually doubles your risk of developing diabetes. People say, how does that work? Well, they also suspected that the sugar substitutes interfere with intestinal bacteria. Same thing I've talked to you about with Splenda now. This stuff's coming out mainstream, guys. People are starting to realize how toxic this stuff is. The research team studied 2,874 adults who were required to maintain a record of their beverage intake for a year. What the researchers found was that consuming two sweetened beverages a day led to two times the risk of diabetes. The risk level included both drinks that contained sugar and those that contained sugar substitutes. What was even more shocking is they found that consuming five or more artificially sweetened drinks each day were 4.5 times more likely to develop diabetes. The scientists found that consuming sugar substitutes was nearly as bad as taking the real thing. According to the findings, which they were published in the European Journal of Endocrinology, every 200 milliliters of sugar-sweetened beverages you consume equates to a 21% increase in diabetes risk. What's interesting, though, is comparing that to 200 milliliters of artificially sweetened drinks, it raised the person's risk of diabetes by 18%, which was just 3% less than the high fructose corn syrup with the artificial sweetener. Now, a lot of people don't understand what's going on with this stuff because they think, oh, it's just a fake sweetener. It's not that bad for you. No, guys, we've gone into detail on it in record detail on the website and articles at healthmasters.com, on the archives all the way back to last year. We've gone in detail with this. These artificial sweeteners are incredibly toxic to use to your body. Sucralose, in my opinion, being one of, if the most toxic sugar substitute artificial sweetener that's ever been dropped on the market. It causes kidney calcification. It causes intestinal, basically complete and total wrecking of the intestinal bacteria. This nut completely goes away. Has all types of issues with the liver. It's an incredibly toxic artificial sweetener, and in my opinion, should not be used under any circumstances for any reason. And now you're seeing here that if you're trying to do what the guys of what they put this out there for, to use a diet sweetener instead of a fully sweetened one with sugar with the high fructose corn syrup, it doesn't do anything to prevent diabetes. It still causes issues with the pancreas, the liver, the kidneys, and the digestive tract, sometimes even more than the high fructose corn syrup in some cases because of how toxic this stuff is. So no, that's why I wanted to bring that up again today, because we got a lot of new listeners coming on board every week, and so I like to touch base on certain details that we talk about and kind of touch base on them as we go along. So if you guys listen to us on a regular basis, that may seem monotonous to you guys, but it's just something that has to be done sometimes because I want to keep as many people as I can informed, especially about stuff as toxic as Splenda and aspartame and all these diet sweeteners. Dad, are you back with me?
I'm back, but I just want everybody to know that when I start talking about what happened with Austin last summer and the relationship that I have with God, it humbles me. And that's why I didn't expect all that to happen, or I would have talked about it. But guys, just, thank you so much for praying last summer for Austin, because, be quite frank with you guys, we almost lost Austin. He knows that. He'll tell you that. And it's by the, when they're talking medevacing him from one hospital to a cardiac hospital on the other side of town because they have to get them within minutes, that's bad. And so it's by the grace of God and my listeners and my relationship with God and my wife praying and all the people we had praying immediately that we were able to keep Austin with us. And so it's such a joy to me to have him on the air. Now, I want to go ahead and talk about something very quickly, and I'm not going to cover it in detail here because I'm going to cover it in detail with Hagman on Friday night. I'll be back with him for the full 3 hours, but I wanted to share something with you. This is by a guy by the name of Lucas Dare. I'm not sure if that sounds like a synonym to me, but it might be his name. And it's talking about the space fence program that's taking the war on consciousness to the heavens. Now, I talked about this with Elena Freeman when I did a whole show with Doug on this, but I'm going to mention this very briefly. The key idea for the space fence is about surveillance beyond comprehension all the way down to the DNA. This is by Elena Freeman, who wrote this incredible book on chemtrails. Lockheed Martin, one of the world's largest military industrial contractors, is leading the development of a space fence to surround planet Earth with a new breed of high-frequency satellite communications. The ostensible purpose is to provide the U.S. Air Force with the ability to identify and track objects and space junk and detect space events. However, the system will also provide an unleveled, unprecedented level of security and surveillance over the entire planet. The construction is already underway, and this is on Kauin Atoll on the Marshall Islands to build a space fence, a sophisticated system that will dramatically improve the U.S. Air Force intelligence. Space fence will use gallium nitride powdered S-band ground-based radars to provide the Air Force with uncued detection, tracking, and accurate measurement of space debris. Now, this is what they're telling us about this. This may be part of what it's being used to do, and they're not necessarily making it for the space debris, but for inbound space ships. I'm going to be just real direct with you about that. That's one of the reasons that HAARP is used, and basically the spraying of the atmosphere to detect exotic propulsion systems from other space vessels that have come into our atmosphere. And yes, our military-industrial complex is that advanced. Elena Freeman, she's also an investigative journalist, and the book she wrote was Chemtrails, HAARP, and the Full Spectrum Dominance of Planet Earth. You guys need to read that. She's writing a new book in 2017 entitled The Space Fence, which combines her knowledge of covert technology and frequency war on planet Earth with specific information related to the Space Fence project. Her analysis leads to the conclusion that this project is part of a web technology being put into place to monitor, surveil, and influence humans on a mass and on an individual scale, with the intention of creating a high-frequency prison, which will affect human behavior and consciousness in a way that benefits the aims of the world's ruling elite. Now, on Hagman's show on Friday night, I'm going to discuss this in detail. I'm going to take this article, I'm going to outline it, and I'm going to put about another hour's worth of stuff into this, because this is a very brief article. But this is what they're doing. Remember, I talked to you guys about the energy field around the planet this week and last week, and how they're using the Gwen Towers, the space-based satellites, the cell phone towers, all of these different domes with this energy that comes out, the microwave towers, all of this stuff is to put a specific frequency into the atmosphere to control your thoughts and your moods and your actions, to tie us into the AI. Remember, Lucifer can't create life. He can't do that. But he can have human beings create machines for him that allows him to control humanity. That's very important that you understand that Yahweh, our God, is the only God that can create life. He can take life and he can mess it up, do DNA splicing, do all kinds of other stuff on it, and create these horrible chimeras, which we don't know what in the world's running around down there in Antarctica, why we're not allowed to be down there. Even Austin and I were talking earlier about how the Nazi base was abandoned down there because the Nazis didn't want to be involved with all that. They said they got some bad polar bear or something that they had eaten, and they all abandoned the base. I don't buy any of that nonsense. I think there was something down there they didn't want to be involved in or didn't want to be around, and they decided just to say, we've had enough of this place. Remember, I spoke to Dr. Richard Allen Miller, who is not a Christian, and he basically was down there, and he said he went into a old cavern that had been there for eons of time that was 5,000 feet deep with 5,000 foot ceilings. He went down into the... Can you hear me okay now? Tell me now. Can you hear me now? All right, I'll have Todd reconnect.
With me. Anyways, he'll get that fixed, guys. I don't know what's going on with his system. It seems to be doing that a lot lately, but we'll definitely make sure we go ahead and get that fixed here. On another note now, Global Warming Research Center out of London School of Economics got millions of dollars from UK taxpayers by taking credit for research it didn't perform. The UK government gave them $11 million in exchange for research that the organization reportedly never did. Many papers they claimed to have published to get government money weren't about global warming. They were written before the organization was even funded. What's interesting about this, I just wanted to kind of let everybody know, and now we also have politicians now and global warm activists that want all these taxes placed on us, all mad because there wasn't that much damage, at least in Florida, from Hurricane Matthew that hit a few weeks ago. I just read that article as well. They said that it should have been harder and we should have been hit more, and they expected more, and it was just a fluke that it didn't happen and it did make things worse. Well, I hate to tell those guys, this is Florida. We've had hurricanes here since the beginning of Florida's existence, I assure you of that. And this whole thing with climate change, guys, understand this. This is all along with the UN and the globalists to try and create global problems that we have to come together and fix globally. On top of that, it's another excuse to try and tax everybody. On top of that, it's another excuse to try and get rid of the petro industry. That way they can try and tax everything even further and make everybody more and more and more reliant on their control. We already have enough taxes. We already have weather. We've had bad weather for thousands of years. I assure you of that. The global warming thing is a complete and total scam. There's been multiple research scientists that have come out now on record and said global warming is something that is not happening significantly more than normal. It just happens on a regular basis. The Earth is a ball or whatever shape it really is. We don't really know, actually.
That's true.
But it's in space. Floating around, it does things. The weather changes. Certain things change over thousands of years and hundreds of years. This is nothing abnormal. This has happened for years and years. But like Dad said, instead of sitting here complaining about global warming all the time, why don't we take another exploration trip down to Antarctica and find out why there's a no-fly zone over that continent? Why can't we go down there and vacation in Antarctica? Why can I only go on the very tip of the one Rothschild Island they have? Penguins fall in the water, and that's all I can do. I can't go explore Antarctica. Great, it's cold, but there's certain times of the year that you can go there where it's not stifling cold. Well, keep it going. I don't understand that either. That's how we're talking about it. And I would really like to know significant research on it and know if you give me a legitimate answer on why we can't go down there and explore part of this world that we live on when you can go literally almost every square inch of every part.
Okay, well, apparently we're having, you know, it's funny, guys. As soon as we start talking about this stuff, and now we're talking about Antarctica and we're talking about frequency and generated frequency, our show gets hacked again. I mean, either I'm getting hacked at my end or Austin's getting hacked at his end. So we're going to call Austin back and get him back on in just a second. But the crazy thing is, this seems like it's an ongoing deal with my show. You know why? Because nobody else talks about this stuff. Nobody else wants to be involved with this stuff. Either they don't know about it or they're scared to mention it because it's too much in the New World Order's face. There's a ruling elite that answer to an off-world entity. We know that entity is Lucifer, that's running this planet from the shadows. It's our shadow government. And the sad part about it is it's one of those things that it doesn't get any better. You know, it's getting worse. And that's why Trump is exposing these guys. It's like running into your kitchen in the middle of the night here in Florida if you don't have proper pest control. And by the way, use natural pest control like boric acid or the baits that you can put out for roaches, and all of a sudden you have roaches running around in your kitchen or your garage. You're kind of like, this is disgusting. You shine light on them, they run away. That's what the New World Order is afraid of. They're afraid we're going to shine lights on them. And this show, the Ted and Austin Brower Show, we're constantly shining lights on these guys, and our show's getting hacked all the time. So, guys, please just bear with us on this, okay, because there's absolutely no reason that Austin got hacked because he's on a T1 inbound phone line on my office, which is not going to be affected. This is not a computer line he's on. So
I'm back up now.
Yeah, this Austin, it's ridiculous. Every time we start talking about this stuff, we both get hacked.
It is kind of odd. It's always during these topics that are very taboo to talk about, isn't it?
Yeah, because, see, nobody else about – I'm talking none of these guys except if they have me on as a guest, you know, with Hodges and Hagman. You know, we'll talk about this stuff. Now, I was just on with Sheila Zawinski. This past hour I was on with her actually on a tape show that will be aired this Friday night Eastern Standard Time from 6 to 7. We cover a lot of these same topics. But, guys, it's the same thing. When I started talking about Nagalace and Bradstreet and Gonzalez and all that stuff, all of a sudden the first hour of the Hagman show was even hacked and he couldn't even get his show up. The entire computer network went down. Let me tell you a little story real quick. I know a friend. I have a friend of mine. I haven't been on a show in a long time. His name is John Jay. He has a show out in Phoenix called John Jay and Rich in the morning. Now, John Jay, I don't consider him to be a Christian, but he has a very funny show, and I've been on the show many, many times. The last time I appeared on the show was 2008, and I haven't been back on since because we basically were on with him for like an hour and a half talking about alternative treatment protocols for drugs. And we've never been invited back on again. But we were on for several hours that day, and I'm sure he got the big kibosh on having me back on again. He's got a huge syndicated show. When he was in Tucson, there was a big military base there. And one of the things they did one time, they actually got one of their flunkies to go onto the military base and basically sneak onto the base, and basically he was promptly arrested and thrown off the base. Now, what happened the next morning, John Jay told me this, is that his entire email system got hacked at his home, and they sent him an email, "We know what you did, don't do it again, don't send anybody else to our base." So they got into his system, hacked his entire thing under the guise of national security, which going on to military base would be definitely something they could do that for, and basically he was shocked, he was so scared, he says, "Ted, they actually contacted me, and then they called me and told me not to let it happen again." He goes, "They read all my emails. They just hacked my system." See, when we start talking about this stuff and our numbers go too high, they can see how many connects we've got on Globalstar now, how many people are calling us on our phone number, because we've got a phone number you can call the show 24 hours a day and hear it. The number is 641-552-5310. Again, that's 641-552-5310. You'll hear my show on your telephone and not use any bandwidth. But every time it seems here recently, we start talking about Rothschilds, we start talking about space fences, we start talking about this esoteric stuff that you're not supposed to know anything about. All of a sudden, Austin's signal goes down, my signal goes down, the whole show goes down, another show is having to be played. Unreal, because they know, guys, how big our audience is. It's gotten huge thanks to you guys, and we love you because you support us the way you do. And guys, I told you this when we started this show. I am not going to capitulate to the New World Order. I will not be politically correct. I'm going to tell you what these nutbags are doing, how they're doing it, and why they're doing it. And if that means that sooner or later, whatever, my show's not on the air anymore, you'll know one thing, by golly, I went out with my boots on. And that's how I look at this whole thing, because guys, if we can't do what's right for Christ, if we can't do what's right for Yahweh, if we can't stand for truth in this mess that we've all gotten ourselves into, because we put these SOBs in the White House and we put these nutbags in Congress and we've done this crazy stuff that these guys have taken this country and flipped it upside down to bring it into the Sabbatean way, if we can't tell the truth about what they've done and how they're doing it and how we need to get our country back, then what difference are we going to make, and what separates us from the heathen? I have Christian friends and Christian leaders and Christian people who are on telephone or on radio and TV talk shows now and their own shows that are promoting the vote against Donald Trump. Shame on you! Shame on you! A vote against, for anybody else, is a vote for the witch of Benghazi, a fourth degree Sabbatean witch, according to Larry Nichols. And gosh, guys, I'm telling you what, if you vote for this witch, you'll have to deal with the consequences, because you talk about the favor of God not being on your life, you won't even believe how messed up your life's going to get. You start doing this and you claim to be a Christian. Ugh. Back to my story. First story. Germany, Muslim migrant with four wives and 23 children is claiming $389,000 a year in benefits and getting paid that from the German government. Did you hear what I just said? I've talked about this. Four wives and 23 children is claiming almost $400,000 a year. Guys, this is what they're trying to do to the United States. Angela Merkel has endorsed Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton and Angela Merkel basically could be clones of one another. They could be basically ditto copies of one another. Hillary wants to bring to the United States what Angela Merkel has brought to Europe. And guys, if you don't see that, if you don't understand it, and you're new to this show, you've got to open your eyes. You've got to pray that God lifts the veil from your eyes so you can see and to know the truth. What do you think about it, Austin? Four wives and 23 kids and $389,000 a year in benefits. How nuts is that?
Well, I saw the same article, and what's even crazier is what they're doing now, the propaganda that they're absolutely forcing down everybody in Europe's throat is nauseating to me. A new commercial, I just watched it this morning. It was in Sweden, and it's the wording on it is in Sweden. It has a narrator, and he's speaking Swedish, and there's people's faces that keep popping up every few seconds. Literally every ethnicity you could think of. Okay, well, I read these subtitles on it. So in addition to paying for the importation of well over a million Islamic migrants over the last year, Sweden and German taxpayers are financing advertising campaigns telling them to integrate into their new country that the mass migration is creating. A tax-funded TV ad called Individual Relief, or IM, inform Swedes that their old country is never coming back. Translated to English, the slogan for the campaign is hashtag the new nation. And it starts out, and I'm not joking, guys. I looked this up and even had it translated, double check. In Sweden, it states, it's the first thing it says, there is no way back, the ad begins. Sweden will never be like it was. Europe is changing, and Sweden is needed as a safe place for people who seek refuge. Now we must look forward and find a way to live side by side. And as it does this, it shows all these different faces of people on the screen. And then it says, it's time to realize the new Swedes will claim their space and will take up room with cultures, language, and customs, the narrator says. It's time we see this as a positive force. The new country is about shaping a new future. Integration is about finding mutual understanding. And what's funny, why I find so funny about that term, mutual understanding, that's such a globalist term, because it's really, really, really unlikely, guys, that a lot of these extreme Islam migrants flooding into Sweden, who, by the way, are overwhelmingly male, they found out it's roughly 70 to 80% all adult males that are coming in, will be finding any mutual understanding with Sweden's values anytime soon. It goes on and ends. This is how it ends. We all have the new country within us. In our worldview, thoughts, and actions, the narrator says, the time has come to build a country that is proud, inclusive, sustainable, something new. The new country, as it puts in big, bold letters. And the last face it shows is a female Somalian Muslim with a full Islamic head covering as it puts up in display in block letters, the new country. Guys, this is nauseating to me. Sweden was an amazing country. It was a beautiful country. It was a European country. This filth that they're putting on the television stations should be banned under any and all circumstances. There's no reason that taxpayers should be forced to have to watch this type of garbage that they're indirectly funding. This is egregious to me, guys, and if we let what's happening to these countries, which has been going on now since the 80s and 90s, if we let this happen in this country, which they've already started doing, in the next 15 to 20 years, we're going to see the same bullcrap on our television, and they're going to be forcing our children to watch this filth, telling us we need to submit to their new world order, and this is the new country, and we need to like it, as they show a Somalian Muslim with Islamic head covering on. This is complete and total garbage, Dad. I saw this video earlier today, and I was absolutely outraged when I saw it, that this is what they're making these people watch over there on television now, completely brainwashing them into thinking now that they are the old way of life, and if they don't accept a lot of these Islam extremist Muslims into their country and basically give them everything they have and pat them on the back, if they come live in my house and rape my daughter, if they don't do that, they're basically not good for Sweden, and they need to go do something else and accept the New World Order another place. So this, Dad, I don't know, man, I saw that video, and it just got me really, really irritated when I saw that, but this is exactly what they're planning on doing here, guys. Hillary Clinton's already said amnesty for everybody that's here already. Everybody that's here, on top of that, wants to bring in another 100,000 refugees from the Middle East over here immediately as soon as she becomes president. That is their overall goal, is to break the United States down from the inside within. There will be no force left. There will be no militia left. There will be no unity. We will crumble from the inside. And it will happen right in front of our eyes if we allow still keep happening here.
Yep. You're breaking up again. Give yourself a second. See if your phone will straighten back out again. Sweden has also legalized the ISIS flag and is now offering returning jihadists who are conducting war against NATO countries welfare and housing. And my question is this. Will it become the first European state in the 21st century to be declared an Islamic caliphate? Is an Islamic state. That's why I believe this is going on. Now remember, guys, I talked about this the other day, and this is so politically correct that I don't really care anymore. They hate white people. They hate white people. I read to you what the Hollywood producers said about Christians and how they hate Yeshua and they hate Jesus and they hate white people. And the reason for that is because the white people are the ones that control the bulk part of the United States and Europe, and they know that we're the ones that have national pride and national unity. Nobody's proud if they're from Somalia for Somalia. Nobody's proud to be from Libya. Nobody's proud if you ever went to Egypt, you'd understand why, to be from Egypt. These places are just straight hellholes. Okay? People don't say, I'm Egyptian, look at me. No, they don't do that. They're, I'm Egyptian, get me out. That's what they do. Get me out. I want to be gone. I don't want to go back. Now, that's why they don't want nationalism. They don't want that. They don't want rhetoric that the United States is great, that it's going to become great again, that we're going to get our factories and our industry back, that we're going to start charging a 35% tariff on these automobile manufacturers that put factories down in Mexico or in China and bring the products back. They don't want us doing that because they want us to be in a slave mindset. A slave mindset. And you've got to understand that. It's so important that you know that. In fact, here's another one out of Breitbart. Syrian mother, the Islamic State baked, B-A-K-E-D, in their ovens, Christians. And they also kneaded children in baking machines. Kneaded. That's K-N-E-A-D-E-D. They took small children in these giant kneading machines with rolled flour and threw them into the baking machines and kneaded them and smashed them and crushed them while they were still alive. And then they actually baked Christians. This is a Syrian Christian mother who shared her story of escaping from the Islamic State terrorist group in a suburb of Damascus while losing her son George after he refused to identify himself to the terrorist by a Muslim name. Guys, this is nuts. The woman, Alice Assad, said that she had heard that her son, who was beaten and shot to death, was spared a much worse fate, being baked in the ovens of a local bakery or kneaded to death in the bakery's industrial size mixer. Okay, guys, this is what they want us to bring into the United States. This is the filth, the garbage that they want to do. This is what the United States is supporting in Syria. This is what our CIA is funding through the black ops and through the drug trade and the opium and the heroin coming out of Afghanistan. This is what they're forcing us to pay for as the United States and sending our sons and daughters into battle. This is what they want. They want to completely destroy everything. Every one of these people that are involved in this, every one of these Rothschilds need to go straight to hell as far as I'm concerned and get off our planet. That's how I look at it all. And get away from this unbelievable evil that has encompassed this planet. It's like we have Count Dracula flying over the United States right now, spouting what he wants to spout. And the nuttiest part about all this thing is, guys, if we stand together, they can't touch us. The problem is they so brainwash us, like Austin said, in Europe. They're so politically correct over there. If I was in Sweden and I was the president of Sweden, I would start rounding up all of these folks that are doing this and all these Muslims and all these nutbags over there. I wouldn't be giving them free housing and free welfare, making the white people pay for it, because Sweden was one of the whitest countries in Europe, if you've ever been there. I would round up all these nutbags and put them on a ship and ship them back down to Somalia somewhere or down to the Horn of Africa and just say, hey guys, it's time to hop off the boat. You can sink or swim. I'd get them off the doggone city, out of the county. I'd get rid of them. But Angela Merkel and the Rothschilds, who control the central bank over there, this is what they want. And this is what they want for the United States. Look at Germany. Look at Sweden. You'll see us in 20 or 30 years if we don't stop it. Austin, what do you think? Well, now I don't even know if Austin's here anymore. So, Todd, if Austin's not
here. I'm here. Go ahead and take the show real quick, Dad.
Okay, fine. Okay. By the way, here's the next show right now we've got going on right now. Here's another article I wanted to bring up today. It's pulling up right now. And sorry about the fact that we've got a little bit of a slow spot here with me and Austin. This is one of those shows is you'll love watching this one into the archives. Illness, respiratory symptoms after the Center for Disease Control protesters are hit by chemtrails, including the vaxxed producer. This is crazy. They were out there and they were basically in Atlanta, Georgia. They were protesting at the CDC building in Atlanta, Georgia, with the Vax documentary producer and crew in attendance, and everybody was decimated by chemtrails over the weekend. And then all of a sudden, respiratory symptoms and illness and tiredness just started popping up, which is frequently reported after heavy exposure to spraying, which we documented earlier this year. Now, this is what happened to me on Monday, guys. This same thing happened to me. I woke up Tuesday morning, and I had this ridiculous glandular swelling on the left side of my neck. All my glands were swollen. Now remember, we have my show to do every day for you guys and for us because we're trying to get this message out, and we have the Hagman show on Friday night. Plus I had Sheila Zawinski that I had to take today. And so I'm thinking to myself, this is ridiculous. My entire glandular system is inflamed on the left. I could barely turn my neck. My lymph nodes were so swollen. So I thought, I know what to do. So I increased my D3, I increased my potassium iodide, I increased my black seed oil, and I increased my astragalus. And it was sore all day on Tuesday. I woke up this morning completely gone. I feel absolutely amazing again, and I didn't get this mess on me. If you can catch it in that phase, we start having the glandular swelling. It is amazing if you keep your immune system strong what it will do. And if you want to find out how to do that, just go to healthmasters.com and click on our immune system protocol, and you will be amazed at what it will do for you as far as keeping you healthy. It's so super important for all that. Now, one second. Let me pull up another story for you. Austin, you back with me yet? All right, hang on one second. Guys, sorry about this stuff. But what normally happens, well, he'll do a segment, I'll do a segment, then I'll pull up another story, he'll pull up another story, and so we get a real smooth show transition. So thank you for bearing with me today. And by the way, while I'm waiting for this to come up on my computer, I want to thank you guys for supporting Health Masters. You know, I've had the privilege, I mean that very sincerely, of speaking to a bunch of my customers this week and last week. You know, from the special that we had with, you know, on the Talk to Ted special. And I want to let you guys know, it's been an absolute blast that you guys have been able to talk to me as far as me being talked to you guys. I've enjoyed it. So many people saying, well, we enjoy talking to you. Hey, no. It was entirely my pleasure. I love speaking to the folks that support Health Masters. I wish I could talk to everybody. I know that's impossible. But guys, it's one of those things. Thank you so much. I've enjoyed it. I talked to a couple out of Australia today. It was supposed to be a 15-minute conversation with them. Ended up being, 40, 50 minutes. And it was absolutely amazing what these guys were telling me and what's going on down in Australia. By the way, Zero Hedge, Russia is unveiling the first images of nuclear missile capable of reaching the United States soil. Russia reveals photos of a new, highly advanced, liquid-fueled, heavy ICBM capable of evading and anti-missile defenses and hitting U.S. territory with 10-ton nuclear payload. The Design Bureau, the designer of Russia's heavy liquid-fueled intercontinental ballistic missile, says the missiles are capable of reaching the U.S. territory from Russian territory, and has published the first picture of Russia's new heavy Sarmat ICBM, which is due to enter service probably in 2018. Now, guys, here's the thing about this. All of that stuff is well and good, but that's not the problem here if we get into this big conflict with Russia. Here's the problem with the big conflict with Russia. We're going to be in a situation where they have their submarines off our coast, and these submarines can launch these weapons and these missiles, you know, 10 miles out. They don't have to travel across the top of the North Pole, okay? They could be here within minutes, and they don't even have to, they could do a suborbital launch. They don't have to go up into orbit and come back down. They can go up to 10,000 feet and come back down. How they program, it doesn't make any difference, especially if you live in a coastal area like Washington, D.C., or Baltimore, or New York City, or Los Angeles, or San Francisco, or Seattle, any of those countries, Louisiana, New Orleans. Any of that stuff could be hit within a matter of minutes. So when they're talking about the intercontinental ballistic missiles, guys, sure, okay, that's a problem. It won't be anything near the problem of a submarine first strike would do. So, guys, just ignore a lot of that stuff because a lot of that stuff is just fear porn. Try to keep people scared off. So what do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. That's why I heard the beginning of that is the intercontinental ballistic missiles are cool, they're fancy, they're sweet technology, but the issue is there's a lot of safeguards the United States has to pick up on those before they ever even get close to the continent, before they can basically detonate. But you're absolutely right. The submarines are a completely different level because depending on how far down the submarines are, radar a lot of times will not pick them up. And even if the submarines get close to surface in order to launch one of these nuclear missiles and it sets off the radar, by the time they get one of these missiles out and it comes out of the water, as you just said, it can come up 7,000 feet and right back down, literally within a matter of a few seconds, depending how close to the continent they are. Depending on how close they are to landfall, and also, too, you have to factor in, they may not necessarily, if this does escalate, they may not necessarily want to have a nuclear holocaust as far as the death toll population. The most efficient thing to do would be setting them off at 5,000 or 10,000 feet up in the atmosphere and blowing everything up with EMP nukes. That's exactly what happened in the book One Second After, which is a very, very crazy book, actually. But when you start thinking about the ideology behind that, when you completely wipe out the entire electrical grid, the entire radar system, vehicles, everything, it would make it much, much easier to go in and occupy a country at that point without having to have all the collateral damage along with the radiation and all the other nasty, nasty stuff that basically comes along with detonating a nuclear bomb into the ground. So, yeah, that's the more things you would need to worry about. Same thing Dad talked about. And I really don't think it's going to escalate to a full nuclear war as far as everybody just launching nukes onto each continent because of the cleanup crew afterwards. It's just a mess. It makes everything inhabitable. There's just nothing you can do with it, especially if nukes start landing on, you know, wildlife preserves and national forests and stuff like that. Remember, a lot of these globalists, they want to keep some areas pristine for them. They don't want to come out of their bunker and everything's a giant desert glass parking lot as far as the eye can see in every direction as far as you can go. They want to have, that's the whole idea, remember, of UN Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030. They want to consolidate the population in large metropolitan cities like Dallas, Los Angeles, New York, Atlanta, even on their chart they have, and bring everybody in these tiny little 300 and 400 square foot compartment apartment, you know, cubicles, and everybody lives in there in these high rises. Nobody, I talked about this a month ago. They're already coming out in Texas now. They've already done this in Washington. They're making parking lot free cities. There are no parking spots. They're actually building apartment areas already that everything is self-contained in the area. There's restaurants, movie theaters, shopping supermarkets, all of them within the walking or bicycling or short taxi ride vicinity of these apartment complexes and basically little sub-towns they're building, and they're completely parking lot free. There's not a parking spot. You cannot find a parking spot in any of these areas. There is not a single place to park a vehicle because they want people to live there and not have a vehicle. Guys, this is the biggest ruse the UN will ever pull with Agenda 21 on the American population if they actually get this to go mainstream. Because understand, guys, if you take people's ability to drive around, if you take their ability for them to move and get out of the area and a catastrophe or some type of bad thing happens, you completely take all of their accessibility to do anything. They can't go out and buy food on a whim. They can't go buy an ammunition. They can't leave the city if it goes bad. They can't go out to the country to go get food and water and bug out if they need to. That's the entire goal. That way they can bring in a totalitarian police state extremely heavy on these small, tight-knit, heavily occupied cities. Then they can keep the large rural areas for their wildlife preserves and whatever the globalists want to do with those areas. So, yes, Dad, a full-blown nuclear launch back-to-back with each country back and forth doesn't seem to me like something that would really happen, in my opinion. Nuclear EMP strikes up in the atmosphere, though, could be very, very possible, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, they can detonate them, you know, 10, 15, 20 miles up in the atmosphere and just knock out entire regions, you know, with one bomb. Also, remember, they don't want a nuclear winter. They don't want to. Here's what a nuclear winter is: they detonate at ground level, and they blow these giant craters everywhere, and they put all of this fallout up into the atmosphere that goes up into the ionosphere. It goes way, way, way up. That's what the big mushroom cloud's all about. And then all this stuff stays in there like Mount St. Helens does, and it basically puts a coating around the entire planet, creating winter-like conditions throughout the entire world. That's called the nuclear winter. They don't want that. Then all your plant life dies. They don't want that. And plus, remember, nuclear weapons are old technology. We have so much more advanced weaponry now that are space-based weapons platforms. You know, we don't need nuclear weapons anymore. We have Star Wars, for heaven's sakes. We have the Rod of God, which is like a tungsten core pole the size of a baseball, you know, the size of a telephone pole that can be shipped down to the planet, super high, you know, speed, 20,000, 30,000 miles an hour, whatever they can get it going to with gravity, hits an area, causes a giant detonation and explosion without any nuclear fallout. See, this is the kind of technology that we have right now that we don't need to use nuclear weapons because the nuclear weapons are antiquated. They're just antiquated. They're old technology. So that's when I read stuff like this with Russia having this new ICBM, blah, blah, blah. They've got satellites in orbit that can do it instantaneously. They can knock out the entire grid instantaneously. By the way, Angela Merkel and her incredible dumbness now with all this refugees they're bringing in. The German police now are conducting 13 anti-terrorism raids across 5 states, citing imminent terror threat. What do you think is going to happen, you blithering idiots, when you allow this blithering idiot president? And I'm sorry to speak of my own family and relatives like that, because they don't like this either. I'm talking about all the other German people that allowed it to happen. You bring in a bunch of Muslim jihadists. What do you think they were going to do? Play tiddlywinks in the back room and ignore what was going on in Germany? Complete nonsense that this is going on. What do you think about that, Austin?
Well, it is the same thing I just talked about earlier with the video. And I mean, the fact that they're not absolutely protesting in Sweden right now is just, it's wild to me. But the truth about it is they've pushed these guys back and suppressed them for so long now, and I'm making them believe, like you talked about, you know, when we had friends over here in Germany, and the words that were verboten, you couldn't speak of them. You go to jail, you couldn't say them. They were verboten words. They were forbidden. That's what they've done now in a lot of these European countries, and in my opinion, a lot of this has been a beta test to see how effective they can get the population to submit to them on a lot of these various topics, one of those being extreme Muslim integration from these third world countries that don't mesh together. Guys, it's not something that we're saying that this is like new to anybody. Do some research on what happened with the original crusade and the whole reasoning behind that. Granted, they got extremely out of hand after a while, but the whole ideology between a lot of this was because this has happened numerous times in our history. The Muslim faith is notoriously violent. You can say what you want about it. You can say there's peaceful Muslims, this and that. That's fine. I'll agree with you on that aspect. But the root of real Muslim Sharia law is extremely violent. That has been around for a significant period of time. It will always be around. Every time it has tried to integrate with Christian faith, Catholic faith, pretty much any other faith but Muslim Sharia law, it always goes south for everybody involved. This is exactly what they're attempting to do again in Europe, and they've done an incredibly good job at it, because back then when it happened, everybody picked up their swords and started a conquest to drive them out. Now everybody has become so, soft as to not say anything really harsh in a lot of these areas that they're refusing to do anything about it, and they're just allowing it to happen. Same thing's happening now in Sweden with that video that we just talked about. So it's very, very important that everybody stays frosty and does not allow this stuff to happen.
Guys, thanks again. We support you. We appreciate you supporting Health Masters, at least getting your nutritional supplements from us and your multivitamins. Thank you. And we love you guys. I really do. And sometimes I'm just overwhelmed by the goodness of God and what he's done for me in my life and how he saved Austin's life. So it's really a neat place to be when God knows your voice. So God bless you. I pray that he knows your voice. I pray that you're blessed highly and you're highly favored. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Go ahead and close us.
Yes, we appreciate everything, guys. And I apologize for the technical difficulties. I do not know what's going on. It does not surprise me, though. But we always do the best we can to bring you the newest health research and newest news as best possible. So you need anything, give us a call. Email us, healthmasters.com. You guys have a blessed night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.